Okay, first question. What is your best advice to somebody in life? If you had to give somebody one advice, they come to you for help. What is your best advice?
Wow. That's an amazing question. What's one piece of advice?
You should be writing this down, Jacob. So you got prepared.
Somebody, if they came to me.
But that's an easy one. Come on.
There's just so much good advice, you know?
That's not an easy question.
There's so much good advice.
There's so much you can say.
For me, it was such an easy answer. I want to hear your answer. And then I'll
I've never actually heard any of that.
I feel like that's the only truth there. Once people start reading Bible, they understand the morals. They understand what's right and what's wrong. That's all people need nowadays. That's why people are drifting away. Mm-hmm. I mean, dude, if you got to understand, like, when people start to say, oh, well, like, how do I look at this situation and how do I treat this person? Well, go read a Bible. Everything, how Jesus Christ treated people, how he taught them to treat people is the only way you need to know how to treat people. Honestly, bro, exactly. That would be my answer. So
I love it.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's awesome. Yeah. All right. I guess if there was one piece of advice that I had to give to you viewers, it would be, I guess, there's going to be, I guess it's more of like a statement. There's going to be more people out there in this world that knock you the fuck down and try and take everything from you rather than help you out, give, provide, share knowledge, anything.
Yeah.
So when you go in your day-to-day life, and you live your day-to-day life, you have to realize that being able to take that constructive criticism and not be soft with it and be strong, ball that up in your fist, walk away, and essentially ask yourself the question, how can this make me a better person? I think when somebody else has something bad to say about you, it's because they're jealous. They wish they had something you had that they don't. There's things that you've experienced that they've never experienced. So be able to take constructive criticism the right way and run a mile away with it and grasp it, obtain that information, embed it in your head. And when you wake up every day, tell yourself, if somebody says anything bad to me, if somebody says something that could hurt my feelings or put me down or absolutely shatter my day in any way, shape, or form, don't take what you don't want to take. You have to set the tone. At the end of the day, there's only one person that's going to do the work for you, that's going to set the standard for you, and that's yourself, nobody else. Okay. So if you're going to be able to obtain any constructive criticism, make sure that you're able to find yourself and take it the right way instead of taking it the wrong way.
Exactly.
Beautiful. Yeah.
What is your drive? What is it that keeps you going?
My drive is my best friend, Jacob, my twin brother, Dylan, my family, my mom, dad, my brother, and my girlfriend. Without them, if this doesn't kind of show you guys that I give more than I like to receive, I'd rather praise everybody else and give everybody else what they would like, rather than taking it for myself and appreciating it and knowing I worked hard for it. I'm a giver. I love to give.
That's amazing, bro.
I love it. And I think having the foundation that I do, and I said it a million times, I'm so fucking blessed. I'm so blessed to be able to live the life that I do and have the people that I do in it, because everybody creates the foundation around me. It's like a puzzle. They all fit the perfect piece. Everybody in my life has shaped me to become, I believe, so good. I'm not perfect, but I believe that I'm a very good man with good morals. I try my best day in and day out to be the best friend, to be the best brother, to be the best son that I can be, the best boyfriend, husband, future, yeah, everything. Yeah. And so the foundation that I grew up with and the foundation that I've provided myself with and given myself the opportunity to go ahead and take into my future is what I truly believe is setting the tone and being my motivation every day to wake up and strive to be the greatest version of myself. And of course, I want to live the dream life. I want to live the dream life like we all do.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to live that dream life, but it's about who's going to do the work to actually get that result.
Yeah.
So many people aren't willing to put in the work that it takes to really get there, and all they do is talk about it and say they want it and tell their friends about it. And they're scrolling on social media constantly. And they're like, oh my God, look at this house. Look at this car. Look at this. Look at this. Right. And I understand it's all materialistic items, but you have to be willing to put in the work that other people aren't willing to put in.
Yeah.
If you want to buy things without looking at the clock, you have to be able to work. Or if you want to buy things without having to look at the price tag, you have to be able to work without looking at the clock.
Love that.
So amazing.
You just fucking understand it, grasp it, and obtain all that information.
People always ask, how can I achieve my dream life? But the better question would be, who's going to be eating at the table with me?
Exactly. Exactly. I love that, dude. Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. That's
amazing.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say to you, based off of what you were saying all this time, and like you say you're a more giver, and that's why I feel like God gives you all this stuff. I mean, dude, you lost your brother, and dude, he gave you another brother right there. So that's where people need to understand. Like, you lost all these things, and then you're still a giver. Like, you still give to people like knowledge, or even you inspire them and stuff. So that's why you're able to receive all this stuff. Like, same thing with money. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when you invest into business, right? Business doesn't have to be something that you gain something out of it, like, necessarily. Mm-hmm. You have to be willing to have that business to also, in some sort of way, help other people out. You know what I mean?
Of course, yes.
So that's like, you're making money out of it, but you're helping out more people.
Exactly.
So that's why God is giving you all this stuff. You know what I mean? So,
and I absolutely love, I love the fact that you just put that perspective in my head, because you would probably think that I've, like, thought about that before, but me losing my brother, I guess I really never thought, like, I've been so blessed and given the opportunity to have another brother who I feel like so close with. Wow, dude,
when you said,
you're the man, dude, that's awesome. I appreciate that really for sure. Well.
Yeah.
Gave me the chills too.
Yeah, that's insane, man. I never really thought about it in those words. I probably thought about it a lot more complicated instead of like simplistic.
Dude,
and that's why I know
right now, like, it's real, bro.
I appreciate that so much, bro. You're the man.
Yeah. It's great. And yeah, I kind of wanted to touch up on the whole giving thing too, because I think it's very important to be more giving than receiving, because, like, let's think about it from a realistic standpoint, right? I mean, even the mics that we have, even the clothes that we wear, everything that we have around us, it's really not necessarily by us. Like, we are able to buy these things, but we were not, like, I would say, the main person that made these stuff. It was other people.
Of course.
And
we were
just able to purchase it. So if we were all alone on this earth, we would be nothing. We need people around us. So I think that's why it's important to give people, because we're just one, and there's all these people around us. So, you know, we're not really, like, I don't want to say we're nothing, right? But at the same time, you have to put yourself in a humble state where you have to say, like, all these other people matter more, type of thing.
Yeah,
you know what
exactly,
I mean?
Exactly. And like I said, when you give, and you have the faith that I do and that others around the world do, and potentially you guys do, all it takes is strong faith and determination. And I'm telling you, the stars align. Everything happens for a reason. I'm a true believer in that. I don't think it's fate. I don't think it's luck. I don't think it's the luck of the draw, and I just, things happen the way it happened because it just happened. Because
it had to happen.
It had to happen this way. It had to. My life was not going to happen any other way, ever.
Exactly.
My brother was going to pass away. I was going to be on this podcast. I was going to meet you guys. I was going to meet him. I was going to be a video creator, content creator. I was going to edit. I was going to do it all. I was going to do it all. This was meant to happen. This is my purpose. This is my niche. And my goal at the end of the day would be to just fucking motivate all you guys, dude. Like I said in the beginning of this, motivation. If we could all just motivate one person is all it takes. If we could all do that, this world would be so much, it'd just be such a better place. And nobody thinks about it that way. And it's so simplistic. Just think about it. If you help somebody, you help some. If we all in this room help somebody right now, just one person, not only are all seven of us helping somebody, but there's another seven. We just went from 7 to 14 to 21 to do the math.
Yeah.
So, and the world's fucking huge, man. It's so big. But
that's why they say all it takes is one
all
person.
All it takes is one. Yeah. It takes one time, one opportunity, one shot, one dream, one moment.
Yeah.
That's all it takes to become the truest version, the best version, the version of yourself that you never even knew that you could become. And when you do find it, I can assure you it is like the greatest fucking feeling ever. Like, it's the best feeling ever. It's the best feeling ever.
You know how I know it's your calling? You're good at it. Like, the way you speak,
you speak it with your heart. Like, there's a lot of the times where people just want to say things and put it in the best words possible. But when you speak from your heart, nothing beats that. Exactly. Like, that's your feelings. You're putting that motion, that soul into the words, and you're good at it, bro.
And I appreciate that. Much love. So much love for you guys. That's one thing that I've tried to do in my videos, and I'm going to start to do in my videos a lot more. Obviously, as content creators, because we all are in that realm in some aspects. Exactly. Of course, we do other things, but we all know what it's about. The power of editing, man, the power of just what you can do behind the camera, behind the scenes that nobody sees, like all the cuts, like the edits, the filter. It's crazy, but when you're raw and you're authentic and you're genuine,
dude, people can see nurturing. That. People can sense that.
People love that, man. People need that. They don't. People
are missing that.
They're missing that. They don't need somebody in their life that's just there. Like I'm doing the same thing that a lot, like millions of people around this world are trying to do. But being authentic and being genuine, not only will your followers, your viewers, your subscribers, whatever you are, your fan base, not only will they appreciate you more, but it gives you the chance, it gives them the chance to also understand, like, wow, maybe if I'm authentic, maybe if I just am my true self, I'll find more friends. I'll meet more connections. I'll have more connections. I'll meet new people. I'll be able to network a lot more. I'll have opportunities that just pop up in my face now because I'm genuine. I'm not fake. I'm not behind the scenes. I'm raw, unedited.
Exactly.
I'm cured. Yeah. Everything, it's all mentality.
Exactly.
And you can't be scared. Like me in the beginning of this podcast, obviously I know I'm choppy, but in the beginning, like I'm sitting here shitting bricks. I don't know what to say. Like, I don't know. It's my first time, viewers, guys, ever being on a podcast, ever being asked fucking question after question, having to answer it on the spot. And this is a chance.
And we just met too, so, you know.
Exactly.
But
it's just, it's honestly just, it's such a blessing. It's such a blessing. And I know I keep saying it, but I'm so grateful and just honored to be given the opportunity to live the life that I do, to be blessed by the people I'm blessed with, to have the family, the friends, the opportunities that just come to me. And if I never found my niche, if I didn't follow my dreams, if I didn't meet the people I met and I didn't follow my passion and my life didn't align the way that it was going to align, even though this was meant to happen, I would have never found myself the way I did just honestly a couple months ago. So
yeah.
I'm all glory to God. All Amen. Glory to God.
And it's a blessing for us to be the first podcast to have you as the
Thank you.
First
Thank for you your very first much. Ever I appreciate podcast. That.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's awesome. I appreciate it.
Third
Thanks,
and
Mike.
Final question. What is one problem that you see people face in today's society, and how do you think we can overcome that problem?
Wow. There's so many problems in today's day and age. It's like a lot. Crazy.
Yeah.
I would say the biggest problem that I think we all face is negativity. I think there's so many negative, nasty people out there who try and diminish the shit out of you for no reason because it brings them joy and peace and upbringing and it makes them feel uplifted. And I think it's absolutely disgusting. And just, I guess, a quick story that I can, if you guys don't mind, if I just share real quick.
Yeah, go for it, bro.
I want to say, what, Jake, like a month ago, that group chat? 2 months ago?
Yeah, like 2 months ago.
Like two months ago, there was, I grew up with, not grew up, but in high school, I was friends with a big group of people. There was about 25 of them in the group. I thought I was super cool with them. You know, they invited me places. You know, I felt as though I was their friend. I felt genuine around them. I felt like they were genuine to me. I never had issues with them, no problems. And about a month and a half, 2 months ago, I'm hanging out with Jake. And, my brother calls me and he's like, yo, look at this. That same group of people that I went to high school with spent, now that I know, actually, you know what? No, fuck that. It's not pointless time because this is actually what makes you the person that you are today. These people, long story short, sat here outside, out back. There was like 15 of them. The same people I used to hang out with back in high school. Getting fucked up, hammered, smoking cigars, fucking the Jeebs, the whole shebang, just absolutely trashed. And they're playing my video on a speaker out loud for the fucking like neighborhood to hear. Literally, right. Just making fun of me. And it was a video where I was truly genuine. I was authentic. I've really felt as though, and this is one thing also, you can't really post because you like it. You have to post for your viewers. What are they going to like? What are they going to take out of it? How are they going to perceive that? So when I posted a video that I liked, and I really didn't think about how other people would perceive it. And I really thought it was a good message, but they went out of their way, got hammered, sitting out back while I'm working, while I'm focusing on myself, trying to acquire, you know, money, networking, friendships, relationships, etc. And they're trashing me, cracking the fuck up, laughing, talking about, what is this shit? And it's literally my video out loud on a JBL speaker.
What was the video about?
It was, can I look real quick?
Yeah, go for it.
It was a video I put, I want to say it was my...
Dude, if you don't have haters, you're not doing something right. Exactly. So, I mean,
it was this video right here. I'm gonna play it in the mic a little bit.
It's crazy how much better life can be if you just do the right thing. You see all these Andrew Tates, Dan Bilzerian,
the one you quoted,
athletes, all these influencers, Instagram models, TikTokers, etc. And as a kid, you aspire to be these people. You need to realize that comparing yourself to these big guys can constantly.
You get the point.
They were making fun of that.
Yeah. But they were sitting there all out back of whoever's house they were at, all hanging out, and they were just cracking up.
That's crazy.
They were all recording it. It was put on a private story. I think it's the...
That's the devil's work, bro.
And at the end of the day, I'm not going to diminish them. You know why? Excuse me. They haven't found God at all. Like, at all. And if they did, they're... No, they didn't. No, they didn't. And I think truly that, and I prayed for them the second it happened. I prayed. I said a prayer to God. God, please help me accept these demons into my, accept that and almost throw it away. Don't worry about them. They need help. They're not there. They're not focused. They're not determined. They don't understand. They're just here because making fun of people, being that bully, brings them joy. Please be my guest. I will never, and I hope the people that I choose to hang out with and the people that do come into my life are never like that, because it's nasty, it's mean, it's honestly disgusting. And like,
especially
I said,
knowing that you're trying to make an impact with
exactly,
this, dude. Like, you're trying to inspire every single person by this for them to then go on and change the world into a better
exactly,
place.
Exactly, that's
then
the
you
goal.
See these people are looking at it as if you're doing this for views or just money. And
yeah.
They think it's just literally nothing.
Exactly. And listen, I'll never get it. I don't think I'll ever understand, but I've never been a bully. I've never been that dickhead. Right. You know what I mean? I've never. So there's, I can't really put myself in their shoes. But
dude, you know the saying, like, hurt people hurt people.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's when I think about these people, right, that did that, it's like no healthy human being who had a purpose, who had a mission, was connected with themselves, who was fulfilled on a daily basis with healthy things would do that.
Exactly.
No, they wouldn't do that.
And I think all the trials and tribulations that we all face in our lifetime are what leads us to become the people that we are today. And like I said in the beginning of the podcast, if you didn't have a significant traumatic event that happened in your life, it doesn't mean that you're different or you can't obtain
because
the same dream.
Because everybody has just different issues. That's
Every,
just what
right.
it comes
Everybody's
down to.
Everybody's different
has
in
some
general.
Kind of problem.
Exactly. Everybody's different in general. And we all have a passion. We all have a dream. We're all good at something. So go out, chase your fucking dreams and become literally the person that you're meant to be, because you were put on this earth for one sole reason, and that is to put all words and all your actions into the glory of God and to become your greatest, truest self. You were put on this earth for that reason. And why would you leave a footprint that's not worth leaving? We only get one life only. And why not leave here and have a digital footprint? In 20 years after I pass away, there's going to be people that can look back on my videos, my content, my story, my preaching, anything. And just hopefully my goal, just take something from it. Just I want to be remembered as somebody that did so much good and didn't need to take anything out of it. I literally didn't. I don't care to take anything out of it. I just want to
give.
I just want to give. I want everybody to just, and it's not going to work like none, and not everybody's going to be happy. It doesn't work like that. But exactly. I want to be able to spread positive messages and influence not only the lives of the older generation, but especially the younger generation coming up, because we have it the hardest. We have it so hard. Fact. We are the first generation since George Washington to have life harder than our parents. That is a fact. And if you want to look it up, go ahead and DM me and argue with me about it. I'm telling you it's true. It's a fact that we are the first generation that has had it way harder than George Washington.
We're the first generation to ever with the housing market. Yeah, I watched.
I think that's why.
Yeah, you buy a house, you get to put a down payment, a little something on a house for $75,000 back then. Now, the average cost of a house in general is $480,000, for those of you guys in the real estate market, $485,000. $485,000, like $130,000 down payment. That's insane. That's the average price of a home, wow. Like full home purchased in full. Obviously, if you're able to put all that money down and buy it like that, praise be to God. Oh my gosh, bless you.
If you really think about that much money, how jobs work nowadays is we work for a wage, let's say $15, right? Money is energy and time.
Exactly.
So all that money for that house is years and years working, making minimal wage, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
People do make that type of wage, though, a small wage, only to get, like, even barely afford the house. Their time and their energy being sapped, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it is, yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, man, yeah.
Then the expenses, dude, it's not just the income, right?
Speaking on what you just said, I want to translate exactly to the question from the previous guest.
Please, yes.
Which is, funny enough, ties very well. What's your biggest worry for the upcoming generation, not Gen Z, but Gen Alpha.
Wow.
Wait, who's that? Is that our kids or like what?
That's going to be our baby boy.
Yeah,
he's
babies.
Inside your nutsack.
Fucking no.
Yeah. Boy, he's swimming down.
Is he winning?
Yeah, he's in that race right now. He's playing.
He's swimming.
Wait.
So he knows Jesus Christ is winning, bro.
What's the next generation?
Our kids.
Our babies.
Our kids. So in what? A decade or two?
I don't know. Let's just say our kids. Scenario.
Oh my gosh. Wow. I want my kids to be the best humans ever. So I don't know. But no, I know what you mean.
So what are you going to prepare them for the most?
Right. I think, and this is going to sound very just like plain and simple. Follow your dreams. Follow your passion. Follow your heart. Because that's one thing that I think I slacked on growing up. You know, obviously we all grow up. I want to be the firefighter. I want to be a police officer. But it's funny too, because you almost think about it like when we're kids, our first jobs that we all like, and that's like a collective. That's what most people say. Like something like a doctor or I want to drive the police car. I want to be a cop. I want to be the, it all involves helping somebody. It all ties in together to eventually just you want to help people. You want to motivate people. You want to inspire people. So if there's anything that I could say to the future generation, my kids specifically, follow your dreams at a young age. Please follow your heart. Don't worry about what other people have to say. When you get put on this earth, there's going to be a billion, there's going to be so much heartache, discipline, pressure, anxiety. You're almost going to feel lost. I mean, you could almost say like you don't even want to be here anymore, because I feel like everybody at some point in their life has been so stressed out to the point where like they're like, is this even worth it? Yeah. So if you follow your heart, if you're motivated and you're dedicated, there's nothing else that I want more than for you to follow your dreams. I don't care if it works out. I don't care if it's unsuccessful, because at the end of the day, there's no losing when you follow your dreams, because every day you strive to follow your dreams and get 1% better, you learn something along that journey. And if I'm learning every single day, you can't tell me that's a loss in my book. I won everything that I ever needed.
Bro, you woke up. You won.
I won. And that's to obtain the information that the day has brought me. So please, babies, kids, follow your heart. Dream on. fight, be the best person you could possibly be. Please be good to people. Please, please, please be good to people, because there's already so much bad out there, so much hate, crime. It's disgusting. And I'm sorry that I have to bring you into a world that is unprepared. It's fucking nasty and it's ruthless. And I'm sorry that I have to bring you into this world like that, but I'm going to do my best to bring you up, lift you up, be the best father figure I could be. For even those of you who don't even have a dad, and in 10 years you're looking at my videos and I feel like you feel like I'm that guy that you just feel comfortable listening to, I just want you to know that you have to strive to be the greatest version of yourself, and I will do my job to be the best version of myself for you. And please, please, please follow your heart. Never give up. Do everything you say you want to do and fucking times it by 10. And don't listen to the critics. Don't listen to the critics. Take it if you want, because it is good motivation sometimes. But just become who you want to be. And even if it doesn't work out, just know it's not a loss. It's always a win.
When this gets uploaded, you should clip that part and like throw it on a hard drive. I feel like that'd be a fun activity to show it to your kids in like 20 years.
It would be insane. Dig it in the dirt.
Tell me.
Time capsule it.
That's a very good idea.